This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Hello?
Finn Wolfhard.
Oh, no.
Hey. You're on the HeadGum Podcast with Amir Blumenfeld, Billy Brick, and Marika Brownlee on the sax.
Oh, why?
We're taking callers, so basically people are calling in, and we're seeing what questions they might have for us.
You called me.
That's exactly what David Young said. Let's just get past the fact that I'm the one making the calls, and let's see if you have any questions for us.
I don't know. Why are you... I just got off work. I'm really tired. I haven't worked in a while. I'm just trying to hang out and watch TV with my family, and you're calling me trying to get me on your podcast.
All right, forget this, man. I'm sorry to bother you when you're hanging out with your family. I thought that having friends was cool, but I guess being with your family's cool nowadays.
Yeah I have no idea what that means.
All right, text me.
No.
Two whole servings of a day. You're not supposed to have more than 40 grams, and this is almost 80.
And you're almost done.
Yeah,
you're talking about your root beer for the audio listeners.
Sarsaparilla, really. Marika Brownlee and I are drinking, I would say, warring
root beers. Yeah, I'm a Barks girl. This can is 44 grams.
What is wrong with A&W?
But that's like a big bottle.
Comparable. Yeah. And I think this is like slightly more than half of that bottle.
That's right? Fair. But I had a Hank's. I'm sorry to interrupt, Johnny, but I had a Hank's, and that's like a Philadelphia craft soda, and that was 34 grams. So, like, still too much, but fine, ultimately. Yeah.
Gotta get Olipop.
Yeah. Olipop is good. Not a fan of the root beer one.
What one do you like?
The strawberry vanilla one.
That's great.
The best one.
Honestly, yeah. I love grape.
Ooh, I've yet to try grape.
It's nice.
That's good. On the show today, obviously, we have Johnny Villa on the sax, Marika Brownlee on the fax, and Kayla Moriarty bringing up the rear. Potentially an all-star lineup, depending on how it goes, right? So it might go well, it might not. It's not going to be at my hand, because I have a really great show for us planned. Let's check in emotionally and physically and spiritually with everybody. Let's start emotionally. We'll go down the line. Just a sentence or two. Let's not be gratuitous. In the order, Kayla, Marika, Johnny, let's go emotionally. How are you feeling?
Emotionally, I'm excited to be here. My second show. Last week, the episode was called Worst Episode Ever 2. So I feel like we can only go up.
Marika?
I am excited because I've done really well in Wordle this week. Started out the week with a 1.
Insane.
Incredible.
Then a 3, and then 2 2s in a row. So
it's just an honor to be here to witness it.
Yeah, thank you.
I wish that you'd gotten the 2 on February 22nd.
I wish I had gotten a 2 after my 1 rather than 1 3 2 2.
But that's fair. Johnny, emotionally?
Emotionally, I am in a weird place. It's steadily declining. You know, I was just on vacation.
Right.
And you know how Yeah, right after you come out of vacation, you kind of see the face of God and every man, woman, and child. But then you come back to reality, and all of a sudden, like, you become a little bit sour. You have to go to work. You have to deal with the perils of being in a city. Yeah, it's not great.
You said you went to, like, a movie on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw The Batman. I couldn't help myself. I saw The Batman, then I went to Dave and Buster's. And that was a high point, honestly.
But how does that... That's not avoiding life's normal perils. That's just doing things you could have done in New York.
Exactly, but I just didn't have to think about being in New York. Now that's the issue, I think.
Can I ask what your favorite Dave and Buster's game is? What's your go-to?
You may not. I'm sorry, I don't know if you're asking me or Johnny, but you may not.
Wasn't asking you.
Johnny, what There's games no did you play at Dave and Buster's, did you have a favorite?
You just expand... all right, I guess I played the Crossy Road. They have a giant arcade machine version of Crossy Road. A lot of iPhone games, I've noticed.
Yeah.
But I think the one that takes the cake is the Mario Kart arcade machine.
Really?
That one's fun.
Yeah, if I had the money, and I will have the money, I will have... I'm going to put... four Mario Kart machines in my house.
Wow. Heard it here
first. That's too many. You should do three so that one person's always excluded. Or that there's this empty weird chair next to you and a date.
That just feels like it's so much more effort just to be mean to somebody.
Mean? Yeah. It's culture.
Can I
tell an embarrassing Dave and Buster story?
Please.
Everyone has
one. You may
one.
Not. I don't know if you're asking me, but you may not.
I'm going to do it anyway. There's one game at Dave and Buster's, and it's a Kung Fu Panda game. And essentially, you're like presented with a bunch of drums, basically, that are like large buttons that you push.
Yes, and, I'm familiar with this.
Mm-hmm. The first time I went to a Dave and Buster's in Chicago when I was in college, I played that game the goal is to just like hit the buttons as quickly as possible. For some reason, I decided to hit it with my fist, like punch them. And I played the game so many times that my knuckles started bleeding.
Oh, my God.
Because I needed to get the top score. Because when you hit the jackpot, it's 1,000 tickets, which is great. But yeah. I did. I think I hit it once then. And then we went to Dave and Buster's. As a company in New York, it was like me, Marty, Amir, Jake, Micah, and Mike. And I made everyone hit a button at like we were all just in charge of one, and then we hit the jackpot. So it was an amazing moment for me. It's a fun game. Also, the jump rope game. I think we walked into the thing. All you do is like jump over a light, and I immediately got the jackpot. And that was like the first time I've ever done it. And I was like,
That's crazy.
It's only downhill from here.
Yeah. We should take this time to say a happy birthday to Beth.
Who?
Happy birthday, Beth.
I don't know her last name, but somebody tweeted at me and said that this is her favorite podcast and it's her 30th birthday this weekend.
Wow.
So happy birthday to Beth.
Happy 30th, right?
Belated birthday.
Yeah, sure. So like, but wow, you know, it's like the fact is we did it. The fact is we're recording it before her birthday and it's going to come out after. So bookending it is kind of getting it on the day in a way.
Yeah.
Happy belated birthday, Beth.
Did you guys ever play the Matrix game at like a Dave and Buster's or like an arcade game?
I haven't been to Dave and Buster's in like 20 years.
Mm.
So sorry. Mm.
What was the Matrix game?
You've never heard of it?
Doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Oh my God. Well, you must not know about Reeves. You must not know about Reeves. He was born in Beirut. Did you know that? Matter of fact, he was raised in Toronto, the six. You must not know about Reeves. You must not know about Reeves. Talking Keanu Reeves, he's an actor. But don't you ever for a second get to thinking he's in the new Batman.
He's not.
That's what I was saying. Don't ever for a second get to thinking he's in the new Batman.
Okay.
I was so unprepared for that.
Yeah, likewise.
Up, come up, Poseidon.
There we go. Back to normal.
It reminded me of that song from Always Be My Maybe. Best Believe I Punched Keanu Reeves. But 10 times worse for sure.
Right.
Because that was that. Good.
Sorry about that. My favorite arcade game was actually at the ESPN Zone. Mm. And it was You Lie Supine. And it's like a racing game where like you're feeling gravity.
Oh, wait, never mind. Is it a game? Do you play it or is it just like, you know, those like it's roller like coaster game. Things?
No, like you're like.
Okay, you're driving. Got it.
Full steam ahead. We did experience some audio issues. You know what I think it is? Is I think that my dongle from my USB microphone's cord to my laptop is not working super well, but it is super dry because it's going to be Uniqlo style.
That was such a stretch, and it didn't make sense at the end.
And honestly, so do the jeans have stretch.
Oh.
Oh. Great.
Yeah.
It's ultimately fine.
Yeah, you even felt it.
Yeah, that sucked. Here's what we'll do. We still haven't gotten to physical.
Oh.
So Kayla, Marika, Johnny, let's do one word for this one. Physically, how are you feeling?
Sore. Can I have more than one word?
You may not.
Okay.
Marika?
Unwell.
Really?
Johnny?
Ill.
Jesus. But it's like Thursday. Cool, what the fuck ill. Is wrong with you guys? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Cool ill, yeah. But also I am a little
just
sickly.
Ill because it's one word only.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right. Don't let it happen again. And then we'll do spiritually. Kayla?
Whole.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know.
Sore and full and whole. Marika?
Fulfilled.
Okay.
Nice.
Johnny?
I think we can go with ill again. But
this one's good or bad.
Yeah. Which one?
Spiritually ill.
Spiritually ill. That's really hard to hear.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to our first wax thing. And obviously we're no stranger to this segment. Bond of the fucking week. This week I'm choosing Ryan Coogler.
Oh.
It's time for him to get out of the director's chair and into fucking wardrobe, for lack of a better term. Specifically, Sunspell polos, James Bond style, 007.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
Behind it.
Fine.
That's the first time anyone's ever fully agreed. You think Coogler would be a good Bond? James? Because it could also be James Coogler. If they wanted to like redo the name, I couldn't get the rights. They couldn't get the rights.
Yeah, great. It's fine, man.
No comments.
You didn't even bring up like the news item surrounding him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why it's relevant. But
well, I don't want to talk about it. It's sad. But it sounds like they gave him money. Doesn't make it right, but I want him to get that bag.
Mm-hmm. And get the bag as James Bond. My Bond of the week, Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Although his Moon Knight is a little...
I can't tell the difference.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Really perfecting the Oscar Isaac English accent.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing to do.
Johnny?
I'm going to have to go with Daniel Kaluuya. I don't know if you guys have seen him in the news lately, but he fired everybody from his team. And now he's working with a spiritual advisor named Air Holiness.
What?
Really?
Yeah. A spokesperson from CAA was like, yeah, we don't represent him anymore. And I kind of like that. He's not being represented by an agency. He's being represented by a higher spiritual being than us. And I kind of respect that. And I'd want that in my next Bond. Thank you.
I feel
you.
Like Bond is an atheist sure, though, right?
Wow.
At least agnostic.
Yeah.
Bond is definitely... I think he's like a Christian guy, but like he doesn't go to church. He's not one... He maybe goes on like Easter or Christmas.
It's like a lapsed Catholic.
Yeah.
Dude, this is crazy, and you're not going to fucking believe me, but literally fucking 007 was in my midnight mass on Christmas.
Yeah, you'll never believe it. He was in the manger that night.
And it was in Paris, too, so he was also manger.
A manger in Paris?
Eating?
Yeah, he was eating.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're going to have to cut that out for sound, so can we get that again? Hang on. Also, it was in Paris, so he was a manger.
Oh, manger in Paris.
Yeah, no, well, like eating. Yeah. And then, yeah. Marika, that was your line.
Okay.
All right.
Bond of the week. Gender-bending Bond. I'm going to go with Patricia Arquette's character, Harmony, in Severance.
So not Patricia Arquette.
It's going to be... specifically this character, Harmony.
But ultimately, it'll still be the character James Bond. It's just that she's making choices that her character in Severance would make as an actor playing James
Patricia
Bond.
Patricia knows she's actually Harmony playing James Bond.
Mm. That's huge.
Yeah.
When I worked at Carpool Karaoke, we did one episode. We only did four episodes when I was there, and only two of them came out. And one of them was with Patricia and David Arquette, and they were the only people who came on the show and actually wanted to do everything that we pitched to them. And so I love Patricia Arquette.
She's great.
All right, let's move on. I need to change. Oh, here we go.
I don't know why.
Welcome to Villa's Guarantees. You've heard of Marika's Druthers. From the same creators come Villa's Guarantees. 2 minutes on the board, and we're going to need, Johnny, we're going to need you to, like, basically, what is the Villa Guarantee? You know what I mean?
The Villa Guarantee, at least in this episode, is, It's not going to be the worst episode ever, too. Or three, rather. I guarantee you that. We have Kayla. We have Marika on here. We have Jeffrey, who's probably bringing it down. But quite honestly, I think we're doing a pretty bang-up job, which is a good thing. I think that's what the phrase means. Is there anything that I want to talk about? In Colorado, I met a Girl Scout, and I was speaking to her father. I was buying Girl Scout cookies. We started talking about milk and cookies, which is the age-old dessert for children and teens alike. And during that exchange, the girl chimed in. The Girl Scout chimed in. She said, "Yep, a gallon of milk a day." And I looked to her father, and he's like, "Yep, she buys milk every single. She drinks a gallon of milk every day." And I was just absolutely befuddled. I thought I was on the right side of history by thinking that milk was a good thing, but after seeing that family, I realized now how wrong I was and how milk is a guaranteed bad thing for you to have. There's still time on the clock.
There's 48 seconds left.
48 seconds left on the clock. I saw a dog race in Colorado. That was interesting. I guarantee you, if you go to a Denver Nuggets game, you'll see a dog race in the middle of the show, which is the halftime show. Oh. And the halftime show generally occurs after the second quarter of the basketball game. And these things kind of happen. Like, everyone needs a break sometimes, right? That's why we go on vacation. Yeah. And that's the Villa Guarantee. How many more seconds left?
14.
I have 14
seconds. Let's
get
one more
left.
Guarantee. You have 11 seconds.
Okay. I guarantee you that in 2023, I will let you down. And I'm sorry in advance.
That's so far from now.
All right, it's over.
Yeah.
Why are you going to let people down in 2023? Like, a whole swath of people enough to broadcast it out now as a guarantee.
I mean, the Villa Guarantee is over. I'm kind of a little beat from it.
All right. I'm sorry. Depressed, I guess.
Yeah. But I will let you down. Like,
you haven't
I'll
yet.
I'll let you down. No.
Nice. Beatles.
I've been pretty into French. Or sorry, Kayla, were you going to say something?
Oh, I was just going to tell Johnny he has not let me down yet.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you. You're welcome.
But, yeah.
I know we've only known each other about a month, but so far.
It's Yeah. Don't get your hopes up, is what I'm saying.
Weird. Weird guarantee. I've been obsessed with French brasseries recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And with that comes the certain ethos of, and I was telling Marika and Johnny this last night because we were at a brasserie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good food, good wine, and good conversation. And I can't really think of another type of food place where all three of those things are almost villa style guaranteed.
Isn't that really close to a restaurant's slogan? Like, good eats, good something, good conversation.
Are you thinking of better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because last night, the I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Johnny, but I think that the conversation flowed as free as wine.
It didn't. You were texting us in the middle of the conversation, actually.
Yeah,
asking.
We should read those, actually.
Well, I would be remiss if we read the actual texts, and he's pulling them.
Yeah,
up.
I'm pulling them up as well. So Jeff texted me, and then motioned at the table to check my texts very clearly.
It was not that obvious. It's insane that it was picked up.
Why is it that only when I speak do people look puzzled / angered? Mm. He spelled angered wrong and then corrected it.
Mm-hmm. So, well, it's because I had a couple of glasses of wine. Vin,
that's true.
Really? Vraiment?
Wow.
Not a couple. You kind of just finished one and you were just starting your second glass. And it wasn't like a full glass either. It was kind of just like you were testing out the
wine. Quoi,
ça? Ah, so loud.
I think that means what's that?
Wait, what did you say?
Quoi, ça, which is just, actually, it's what that. So it would have to be, actually, I think it'd just be qu'est-ce que c'est.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? That's how are you doing, I think.
I just know it's
qu'est-ce que c'est, what is that,
song.
I believe.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, in the middle of, I was actually nearing the end of our time at the restaurant. And we were having a good time, it seemed like. And then you texted me at 9:26, is my vibe really good? Which is just a weird thing to text somebody in general.
You didn't even respond.
Yeah,
well,
I didn't.
Yeah.
I felt uncomfortable pulling out my phone in the middle of... We were having a good time, remember?
Right.
Yeah.
Questionable.
Yeah. Would you say had...
Go ahead, Johnny.
Go for it, Marika.
Okay.
I was going to say to Jeff, did you think that that night had a certain je ne sais quoi about it?
That's really good.
Oh, God.
That's really fucking good, actually.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that I interrupted Marika twice, actually, to have delivered that.
Mm. That was easy.
I just wanted to know what spurred this obsession of the week for you. Obviously, for...
Lucien.
Right.
Right, we talked about it last week.
I just meant, like, was there a reason that you went to Lucien? Was it just because you heard it was good and then you were like, this is the reason why I want to go to a French brasserie? Don't make that face at me.
I got dinner with a friend because she wanted to see me before I left. I wanted to see her as well. On Monday, I said, what kind of food do you want? Pick a type of food and I'll find a place and make a reservation. She said French. So I was just looking up good French restaurants in New York City. And then I saw Lucien and I had walked past Lucien last weekend. And I was like, oh, that's funny because one of my friend's new boyfriend's name is Lucien and I haven't met him and he's very mysterious. So I was going to send her a photo of him, the restaurant. So I was like, oh, maybe I'll check out what this place is about. It looks nice. It looks quaint. But is the food good? And a quick Google search resulted in a garage.vice.com oral history, really, Kayla. And so it was basically talking about how Lucien was the last bastion of writers' salons in New York City, where basically for lack of a better term, the wine flowed as free as conversation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for all this background information. And thanks for inviting me last night. Sorry I couldn't make it.
Oh, no. I wish you could have been there. We ended up, Johnny, we did the Monger's one, basically. I don't know if you had any of the cheese. It was a soft cheese. Do you know what it was?
Yeah, it's not a Monger's one, by the way. It was just an order of cheese.
Really?
Fromage, as stated on the menu, yeah.
It was it a triple creme?
It was a goat cheese, man.
Goat cheese, Marika?
Yeah.
It was. It said it on the menu. And
you must not know about brie. You must not know about brie. Oh, I can have another cheese in a minute. Matter of fact, I'll have some cheese in a minute. More brie. You must not know about brie. You must not know about brie. I'll have Havarti cheese by tomorrow. But don't you ever for a second get to thinking it's better than some brie.
Huh.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Can I talk about some France-related news that's really exciting for me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today, the lineup for the 24 Hours of Le Mans came out, which I am going to. And Michael Fassbender is indeed competing in his first ever 24 Hours of Le Mans this year.
Jesus Christ.
Really excited to see him do probably terribly.
Yeah.
When is this?
This is in June.
Exciting.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Has he ever been Bond of the Week?
He was one week, I think.
One
I think
week,
it was
really?
One of, it was somebody's Bond pick. I think it might have been Billy Brick. We do have to move on. We do have to move on. Here we go. Something I've been wanting to get into recently is mysteries. because one of my favorite literary characters is Sherlock.
Mm.
And I feel like I sort of have that eye.
Fix
for...
your screen.
What's that?
I can see GarageBand.
Yeah, we see GarageBand, man. You can share specific windows.
All right, then I will. I just didn't know.
I don't know if this is a bit or not, but did you know that my last name is a very famous Sherlock Holmes character?
Yeah, Moriarty.
Yeah.
That's why I've been calling you Moriarty to other people.
Oh, good.
Kayla, I have a photo because I was really into the Sherlock series, the BBC series. I have a photo of a gravestone that says Moriarty somewhere on my phone.
Please send to me. Maybe it's mine.
Are we ready?
Jeff, what's...
You're not. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, don't be. You don't have to be sorry because he's. Okay. We're having a good time.
I feel like he's. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you. Really.
54 inches of questions.
Your bows. How are they different from this bow? Are they straighter?
It don't have its bend in it.
A wooden tool used to shoot arrows.
It's called a recurved bow. You can see that it's bent to create the curvature.
It appears to be very old.
It was completely submerged.
In amazing condition.
You could almost string it up and pull it.
For our audio listeners, mystery surrounds a 400-year-old hunting bow.
And preserve.
It was made by a master craftsman from my perspective.
I'm sure.
George Alexei and Butch Hobson are Dinah and Athabaskan. They've come to see the hunting bow.
These are bows collected by the Russians.
But it doesn't look like any other Athabaskan bows collected from the area.
You can kind of see on that the shoulder is really different.
It appears to be a Yupik design.
These are pretty distinctive.
Deepening the mystery.
What is a Yupik-style bow doing in a lake in the middle of the Dana-Ian?
I was just about to ask this.
Causing more questions.
Nobody would leave a bow behind.
So Yupik folks could have come down to the old village. And done trading there.
I wouldn't know how they got up there.
In more populated parts of the world.
The question, then becomes how did they travel that far?
Discovery of new artifacts.
In Alaska, we just don't have that kind of development, so it's very rare. It's very rare for us to come across material like this.
This tiny hole helped find one answer.
Mm. Removed approximately 2 millimeters.
Don't heard that commentary, before. Please.
Oh, that's good.
which we submitted to
Kayla can, not laboratory. You, Jeff.
But some answers only deepen the mystery.
Fuck. I wish this bow could talk. I really do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's funny.
To be over 4 centuries old.
I really wish you could tell us how it got there and what it's doing.
Yeah.
Adding 400 years of questions to the mystery of the Lake Clark bow.
All right, so just to recap, 400-year-old hunting bow found in Alaska, potentially traced to the Yupik tribe of North America. Yeah. And the question then becomes, where did this originate? How was it preserved so well? Which I think that might have been answered in that it was preserved in ice. And, John, are you crying?
No, I'm just thinking, I'm actually kind of smiling a little bit because I was thinking, what if that bow could actually talk and host this podcast in lieu of you?
In lieu of
good, actually.
In lieu of you.
Can you stop sharing your screen?
Wow. Yeah, this isn't... I don't want to see this anymore.
Wow. All right. This is open discussion. We only have about 5 minutes for this, but if you guys have any thoughts... Yeah, let's solve it in 5 minutes, basically.
What's the mystery?
The mystery being, how is it preserved so well? Where did it originate? How did it get to Alaska? If it is.
I think that it floated in some ice down a waterway and ended up there.
Yeah, well, we'll never know for sure.
It's a Washington to an Alaska mystery. Is that right?
Sorry, let's just... If we can fully delve into Marika's theory here, which I don't think is smart, river flow, Washington State.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
Typing in Google. No, I'm just saying it for the audio listeners. We're typing
Marika
in Google.
Said down.
Well, also, I don't know where the Yupik people
Were. Yeah, that's also...
We don't have to look this up. You said we only have
five
minutes,
sleuthing.
Right? And it was all going to be speculation.
What makes you think that we're qualified to solve this mystery?
How does anyone get qualified?
They fucking try and they fail and they try and they fail to get better over time.
Or like
they try and fail to get better
certification type courses.
You know what? This is poison. Fuck this. Wow. You guys are. Kayla's the only one who's giving me the fucking time of day right now.
I mean.
Oh, God. Where's that talking bow when we need him?
I'd love
welcome
to
acronyms.
I'd love to talk bows.
No.
Archery's fun.
Welcome to backronyms. That's what we're doing. We can talk bows off air. Backronyms. So I have written out a couple acronyms, and it's our job during this segment to back our way into what they stand for. Let's start with LAMB.
Just throw out any suggestion?
Yeah, LAMB.
Large ass military bunker, you know, with war going on. I think
that's good.
That would be, it's not, but
it would save a lot of time, especially in military scenarios. I was going to say late ass. Actually, I didn't think that one through. Late ass Maria. I wanted to say Shriver, but that doesn't start with a B.
No.
How could you not thought of this up?
What's that?
How could you not thought about this through?
One of Amerika's biggest complaints with me hosting the show is that I always come prepared with jokes that everybody has to just fucking sit through, and everybody else is underprepared because they didn't get a heads up. So I didn't come up with ones for these. Lamb. What about this? Lame ass Marika Brownlee.
Yeah, I was going to say my initials are there. So
I was going to say, look at male bozos.
Oh, that's good.
Like
Johnny
one.
And his roommate.
Why would you bring my roommate into this? He's not even...
He's sort of a bozo.
You know,
it wasn't about you, Johnny.
Yeah.
PKO.
Okay.
Huh? Sorry,
that's,
you said
PKO. Oh,
B like baby?
P like pharmacy.
Wow.
Such the worst word. The worst word to use.
Hard to think of like not name words that start with K.
Okay.
Just throwing that out there.
What about, paid Kayla off. So it's like Kayla finds out one of Johnny's secrets and he kind of like gives her $2,000 under the table.
That's good. I was going to say philosophical koala orientation.
Oh, that's good. So it's like that's koalas really are studying. Sorry, one second, Marika. So it's like koalas are studying the philosophy.
It's like their first day of philosophy school for koalas.
That's really good.
Thanks.
What about RRR?
Review reeks.
Mm.
How about that? Try that one on for size, Jeffrey.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Reading Railroad rocks.
Mm. That one wasn't
really nice. Rough retention. As in like how many people actually listen to this podcast all the way through.
Mm, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Honestly,
very not good, but it,
over 100%.
This is not an RRR.
I mean, I was going to say rest, relaxation, and reactiveness. So it's like you rest, you relax, and then you're still angry. Moving on. SBN.
SPN. I unfortunately just immediately thought of it as the abbreviation of Supernatural, the TV show. So I'm going to take a second to think about what I've done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about
Spoon, Poon, and Noon?
Mm.
It was a B, but I guess I'll still. Why don't we let's still let it be. Spoon, Poon, and Noon, but it's SBN. It's one of those weird ones.
Okay.
I did think you said P.
RLK. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Robert L. Kennedy.
What's the L stand for?
Lee?
Robert E. Lee Kennedy.
Weird.
Isn't it RFK?
It is.
Okay.
So this isn't a former
president. Just someone
brother.
Else, a random person. Got it.
All right. What about ABD?
always be
dying,
dabbing,
diligent. Okay. Oh, okay.
It's interesting. You guys all kind of went with the ABC thing, the like, Glengarry Glen Ross thing.
What would you have gone with?
Amir Blumenfeld's dead.
That's terrible. Woo!
I would. You have a soundboard. You don't have to make that sound.
There's not a big enough applause. Like, this is like, it would be more people than that.
Jeff.
What, would it?
That's mean. Just saying.
G2K.
What? E2K?
Two?
Like G?
Two?
The number 2K.
Why do you keep using K's?
I don't care with a K.
What about Gramercy to Kayla? So it'd be like how long it takes to get from Gramercy Park to Kayla's apartment. Mm. And what's that address?
It is not going to tell you.
Okay. Yeah, good, smart, good.
Smart. Only people that invite me to their goodbye dinner parties get my address.
Okay. Then we'll do run it back tonight at a different brasserie. Let's go Citron at 7:30.
Done.
But before that, what about Y2R?
Y2R?
Yeah.
You're too rank.
Is that just the, yeah, that's just an, you're just saying that's an acronym. You're not saying that to me.
I mean, She doesn't have to expound on it, but
yeah,
I think
no one
deep
else
down,
to.
We know the real, what it really means. if it is pointed.
No.
Don't sneeze on the mic.
You're too revolting.
All right, we have one last segment to get to. Here we go.
Debate. Are the Ides of March important?
Ab kab wapas aa rahe?
Come on.
Great.
Okay.
I need an Ides of March refresher, to be honest.
The Ides of March, I'm looking at this. Refer to March 15th, the Roman calendar equivalent of March 15th is also the day that Julius Caesar was assassinated. And so some people either celebrate it, maybe probably not anymore, unless they're crazy, but it was the 3 days of mourning starting on March 15th. But also it's just kind of this idea that, you know, around the Ides of March, there's an energy shift in the year.
Mm-hmm. Vibe shift.
Definitely.
I think the Ides of March then are probably important still.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of, I mean, there's like the play Julius Caesar, like there's media around that event that is still relevant. So,
yeah.
And from like a 10,000 foot level, like I love, you know, a betrayal mid-season arc. So,
yeah.
That's fun.
I guess the bigger question here is, do the Ides ring true to this day? And I think we kind of touched on it that we do think it does. But is it really the Ides or is it daylight savings times?
I mean, that feels like a betrayal.
That's actually really interesting to think about. What's the one state that doesn't do daylight savings? Is that Arizona?
I think so.
I thought it was. Is it really? Why am I'm thinking of the West Wing scene where they're yelling in Indiana or something, right?
Yeah. Mm.
It's one of the Southwestern ones because it's, I know that it would be like sometimes it's Pacific time, sometimes it's Mountain time. But is there a way that we can make the Ides more modern or more fun, let's say?
Mm. Maybe like
probably
cyberbullying instead of stabbing.
Yeah, that's good. Cyberbullying people who deserve it, or like,
I mean,
I think anyone.
Okay, I don't know if I can endorse that on a podcast with such an important platform as this one, but
yeah, that's true. I take it back.
I was thinking, because like one of my favorite parts of the week, and it's usually where betrayals happen as well, is drunch. You know, Saturday or Sunday drunch, which is just, for those who don't know, brunch is a combination of lunch and breakfast, and then drunch is adding alcohol into the mix. What if it was the Ides of Drarch? So instead of doing like a dry January, you do a really drunk March.
That sounds like it could be fun for some people.
For some people, yeah. I mean, George Clooney certainly thinks it deserves remembrance. Because he has a tequila brand.
Remembrance?
Huh?
Remembrance?
Yeah.
Remembrance.
Stuck on that as well.
Sorry.
Oh, I thought you were combining remember and brand.
That could be good for a backronym.
Yeah.
What about JRV?
My initials, Jonathan Raphael.
All right, never mind then. George Clooney produced The Ides of March with Ryan Gosling. And he also has a tequila brand. So I feel like if he isn't interested in the idea, we could get him on board for the Ides of George.
Probably.
I'll take probably.
Do you have his contact info? Do you know his reps?
I mean, I can get his reps easy. Easy money. The question is, how do you get in the room with him? Because you know he probably has like a business team.
Right. I think you're going to have to flesh out your pitch more before you get to that stage. Because it's pretty not well thought out at the moment.
Yeah.
All right.
And then maybe a really snazzy
You're pitching
deck.
Him a month is what you're doing.
Well, not just a month. It's specifically March and drunk. Sorry, I had a couple.
For next year, I assume, because it's already March 10th.
I was hoping we could try and get it going by the Ides, but I mean, I'd be open to 2023. That also could be when Johnny betrays me.
Oh my God, yeah.
I do like the idea of a planned betrayal.
Because, Johnny, you said that one of your guarantees was that you were going to betray others next year. Now Johnny's
Now Johnny's
off. This is crazy.
Oh,
All
no.
right, you know what? We're out of time anyways.
I didn't say betray. I said I'll let
you down.
Great.
The first sign that Johnny was going to get out of here faster, he just stopped his own thought and said, great. Plugs. Let's go. Kayla, Johnny, Marika, what do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is your social media projects, anything.
Okay. Please, everyone, follow HeadGum on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, and Gumball FM on Twitter and LinkedIn if you're a professional. And follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Kayla La Moriarty. And don't betray anyone on the 15th, please. Or cyberbully.
Villa? Can't hear him. Are you typing them out?
I can't even read it.
Follow me on Instagram.
At JohnnyV.
By the time this comes out, I believe that XOXO Gossip Kings, the Gossip Girl podcast hosted by Carl Tart and Lamar Woods, will have a YouTube channel and be doing video episodes. So put that link in the description and you should follow it. And subscribe because they're really, really funny. It's a really funny show. And then follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd at Marie Kalon. And follow the newcomers, Letterboxd.
Marvel.
At newcomers. They're doing their fifth season on the MCU. And it will be really funny and fun.
Hell yeah. And you can follow me on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on TikTok at I am Jeffrey James, because I couldn't get at Jeffrey James. The person who has it hasn't posted anything. I think his name is Matthew. but we'll see you guys again next week. And until then, I guess that's Dawes, folks.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.